Okay, welcome to week one. This video is gonna explore the technique, the basic strokes you're gonna get on your drums. We've got four basic strokes we're gonna play on three different styles of drums. Pretty simple. You can see the legend. We've got four different strokes, the bass tone, an open tone, a slap tone, and a muted tone. You'll notice that the bass tone is on the lowest note on the legend. The open tone is in the middle. The slap tone is up above, and the muted tone are the little X's on top. So that's the way we're going to be notating this. If you want to look more about notation, definitely watch the notation video in the pre-program sessions. That'll give you an idea of how I'm going to be writing everything down in this program. So to go into the technique, really simple. I'll start with the goblet and barrel-shaped drums. These are your kungas, your djembes, your shikos. Really any drum that you play between your legs, hand to hand. Bass tone is hitting your palm. Really, you're gonna be hitting the whole palm of your hand in the center of the drum. You wanna let the hand come off the drum so that it can resonate a bit. Depending on your drum and the shape of the drum, you'll have a different amount of bass tone. This is a gunga drum. This gunga is the shape here. It's a goblet-shaped kind of drum. I showed you this before. I can't really push this in from this angle, but this goes into the shell to make a very portable type of drum. But it's the same kind of basic shape as a djembe. Because it chokes off down here, the bass tone has a chance to build up. That's why you get such a beautiful bass tone with the djembes and those goblet-shaped drums. The kunga drums that are just barrels, they don't have quite as deep a bass tone, but it is there, and that's fine. Just play with your palm in the center of the drum. Another way to do it, I do this once in a while, is I'll hit my fist in. It gives a softer tone. There's not as much attack because it's a softer part of my hand. That's fine. I do that occasionally on our some of my recordings, especially in BrainShift Radio, say the recordings that have multiple drums and meditation, energy, or uplift categories, a lot of multiple drums, you'll hear some bass tones that kind of just come out of nowhere. That's my fist. Otherwise, just your palm. That's the bass tone on this drum. Either hand works. That's the one thing about the goblet-shaped and the barrel-shaped drums that are played between your legs. You're pretty even on your left and right hands. Anything you can do with your right hand, you can do with your left. Little different when you get into the frame drums, which I'll show you in a minute. So the bass tone again, palm, let it kind of bounce off. You want the deepest tone possible so you're hitting the middle of the drum. If you're playing like a Dumbek or a Darbuka, which has a smaller head, and you want to play it between your legs, you're going to have to play around a little bit with the bass tone. It's not going to be your whole palm into the center of the drum. It's actually going to be your fingers hitting towards the center of the drum. Because it's a very thin head and it's a narrower diameter drum. In the drum section, I talked about sizes. And this is where the size really can come in play here, because if you have a really small head, you can't get your whole palm in, and that's the difference. 10-inch drum, which is roughly this size, great size, about as small as I'd go. 8-inch you can do, but again, play around a little bit with the way your hand hits to get that bass tone. Open tone. I hit with this part of my palm on the edge of the drum, and I let my fingers hit and bounce off the head. You're looking for the most resonant sound you can get. That's the open tone. Slap tone, hit further in on the edge of the drum. So you're bringing your hand in a little bit, then you're cupping your fingers and you're pulling in to choke off the head. You want to get as much of a kind of sharp sound as you can get, overtone rich if you can handle it. And that's going to depend on the head and the tuning of the drum. The djembes, because they have a thinner head, they have a goatskin head. This has cowhide, probably twice as thick as the goatskin. The djembes are going to have a more overtone-rich sound in general. The open tone is going to be very overtone-rich. The slap tone is going to be sharper. But you really want to choke it off get the difference between an open tone and a slap tone. That's the kind of, you really want to have a variability there. The conga drums make a beautiful, beautiful slap tone like this drum does because of that thick head. You can really choke it off, get a nice pop. Very different. The djembes are going to be overtone rich, like I said. It's going to take a bit of work to get that slap. The slap is a very elusive sound for a lot of people. It's kind of like the perfect golf swing. Getting the perfect slap is a combination of having the drum tuned in its perfect position, pitch, that sweet spot, as it's called, and being able to really choke it off in a really good way. You could probably never spend too many hours just working on getting a slap tone. Work with how much force you put into your fingers, where you put it on the head, and just play around with it until you get that sound, and then see if you can replicate it. And that's gonna be the tricky part. For most people, the right-handed slap is a lot better than the left. I'm left-handed. The left-handed slap is really easy for me. That's where an advantage comes when you're left-handed. For you left-handed players, I recommend playing right-handed. You're gonna have a much better chance of balancing out your playing. So if you can, play right-handed, lead with your right hand, hold with your right hand, like a typical right-hander would play. And you're gonna find that you have an advantage because your left hand is stronger than everybody else's. So drumming has made me pretty ambidextrous because I've always played right-handed. When I went to school at the Musicians Institute, Joe Percaro, one of the main teachers at my school, was a lefty, and he played left-handed. And the first time I walked in there, I saw this drum set set up backwards, and I was like, why do they have it set up backwards? Then Joe sat down and played left-handed. I'm like, wow, that is the bizarrest thing I've ever seen. And I asked him about it. He said, well, I'm left-handed. And I said, so am I. I play right-handed. And he said, well, whatever works for you. But that's the way he learned when he started out. And speaking of being one of the most recorded drummers in history, he's probably it. He's been doing session work for 60 years, plays on so many movie soundtracks, live TV shows, live events. He does the Academy Awards. I mean, this guy is... he's got to be close to 80 now, and he is still one of the busiest studio drummers ever, and an amazing player, plays left-handed. So if you need to play left-handed as a lefty, that's go ahead and do that. It's totally fine. But I encourage you, if you're starting, do the right-handed. You're going to find that it's an advantage. Okay, so these are the strokes. Oh, muted tone. I didn't mention that. Muted tone is simply the open tone, but very quiet. You're basically just creating a pattern. You don't want a lot of sound coming out. So you've got your open tone, then you've got your muted tone. Open, muted, open, muted. So you're letting your hand kind of sit there, choking off the drum just a little bit, because you're just kind of moving from one sound to another. So a great exercise, and we'll do this in basic exercises, is kind of a samba pattern where you have too loud, too soft. Be like this. You'll notice as I'm playing it, I'm kind of letting my arms go like this a little bit. My muted tones are just me hitting and setting on the drum as I'm lifting to do the next. But the idea here is the muted tone is less heard than felt. It's the underlying pattern that happens in a rhythm. It's what keeps the rhythm smooth. Because if I were to play a mambo, for instance, the 3-3-2 rhythm, without the muted tones, it's going to sound like this. I could be a little bit off on the way those accents work, but if I'm filling it in, number one, it feels so much better. It kind of has this movement to it. And secondly, those notes then, those loud notes, become precise. They land where they're supposed to because you have the rest of the notes filling it in the way it's supposed to. So that's really important. That's why we do the ghost notes. We want to fill it in, especially because most of you are going to be playing by yourself. If you're playing in an ensemble and your pattern is simply 3-3-2, and the other person's playing, let's see, what would they be doing in this case? Probably then you can do that because you're creating a fill. The whole thing gets filled in by everybody, you know, playing the notes another person's not playing. But you may not be perfect in the way you place it because you're not filling in the notes. Whereas everybody's playing the pattern. Everybody's going to be in time. It's going to be no question of where those notes are. So that's what the ghost notes are for. It kind of gives you the sense of movement as well as keeping your accent and notes precise. So you've got your four notes on this drum, bass note, open, slap, muted tone. This drum. So we've got our frame drums. This is the 16-inch Remo. If you happen to get the size, you can play it both ways. That's why I'm going to use this to demonstrate. So you've got this drum. Just hold it with your left hand. Put it through the little notch here in the head. Just kind of hold it up. You're holding it from the bottom. You're holding it pretty much here. You want to set it up so that your ring finger can comfortably hit the drum on the edge. That's going to be your open tone, by the way, with your left hand. Your right hand is going to be 90 degrees off from your left hand, sitting with your thumb on the side, and you're going to pivot to play. So your open tones are the ring finger against the edge of the drum. You're looking for the highest pitched, most resonant tone you can get. And for most people, that's about where the head touches the shell. So your finger's going to hit that edge right where the head stretches across the shell. Just play around with it. How much do you have sticking across? I'm hitting really that you can feel the edge of the shell right here at the very kind of meat of the outer pad of my finger. Very little of it's hitting into the head. But you want this really sharp, high-pitched tone. That's your open tone. Your slap or your bass tone is your middle finger played in towards the middle. It's going to be roughly halfway between the center of the head and the edge, but it really depends on the size of the drum and the length of your finger. You want to reach in until you get the most, the deepest open tone you can get. You'll notice that you'll pivot a little bit at your wrist. Try not to get your whole elbow going, but just a little pivot at the wrist. Every rhythm we're going to learn in this program, the bass tone is only played with the right hand. We're not doing any left hand bass tones. So left hand is only going to be the open tone and the mute. That's all you're going to do there. So the right hand bass tone, again, is middle finger, somewhere halfway between the edge and the center. Slap tone, all fingers on the right hand pushing in. Choking it off, roughly the same position as the bass tone would be. Bass tone, slap. Bass tone, slap, bass tone, slap. That's the idea. Practice each of these strokes. Open tone, bass tone, slap. Muted tone is at the open tone position with very little sound. And how much sound is going to be dependent on what rhythm you're doing and how quietly you can play it. But say if we do a samba again, that's what we're going for. So basic strokes again on this. Open tones are both hands with the ring finger. Edge of the drum. Bass tone, middle finger towards the middle of the drum with the right hand. Slap tone, again, just the right hand pressing into the drum. Muted tones are both hands, really quiet. That's really simple. Practice each of those individually. Practice slow. Get a nice open, rich bass tone. You don't have to play fast. And you got your open, go back and forth. You want a sound that has conviction, that's confident. And that's going to take some time and some practice and some muscle. These are muscles you're not going to have used before, for the most part. Especially for you djembe players, if you play a djembe and you're a really good djembe player, challenge yourself. Get one of these drums or pick up your hardcover book and get used to separating your fingers like this. It's a very different technique. It'll make your djembe playing better. As a matter of fact, you'll find your slap tones get much sharper, much better. So don't be afraid to jump into these. The frame drums are great because they're quiet, they're inexpensive. You can have a whole variety of them, have a lot of fun because you can get all kinds of different sounds. So that's how we do the tar style. The other style drum we're going to be doing, or technique we're going to be doing in this program, is the lap style frame drum. Here we just put it on our thigh, left thigh, left hand goes on top of the drum, such that you can play with, again, with your ring finger on the edge. That's your open tone. Your right hand comes at a 90 degree angle, roughly. Let's see if I can get my foot up high enough. And again, your open tone. Edge of the drum with the ring finger. Muted tones are the same, but quiet. And your bass tone, this is different in that you're going to be using your thumb, the meat of your thumb, right there on the knuckle. Again, halfway between the center and the edge. That's going to be your deepest tone. And play with it depending on the drum. You can play around, you can get some overtones if you hit a certain way. Slap tone is just pushing your fingers into the drum, choking it off. Again, somewhere in the middle, can be almost anywhere. This technique. So, those are the techniques on the different drums. Practice each of the tones. Again, you've got your open tones, your bass tone, slap tone. This drum is interesting in that it's a much thicker head, and it doesn't have a bevel where the head hits the shell. And so it doesn't have as, it's not as quite as easy getting that open tone on the edge because I have to be in further. But as you try different drums out, just play around with where you have to be in order to get the sound. A fun little drum. So practice your basic strokes. The next video I'm going to talk about some basic exercises. You can do on any drum. I'll probably play around with which drums I teach you those on, but definitely spend some time with those. Get some clear tone, practice slowly, just get a deliberate sound, and in the next exercise we're going to actually learn some rhythm. So I'll see you there.